USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
May Day demonstrations took place across the nation on Saturday and some turned violent. Police in Seattle arrested 14 people for crimes ranging from property destruction to assault and reckless driving. Rioters threw objects at officers and lit flares into the road. Six people were arrested in a riot in Portland, Oregon, including one person for menacing with a knife. A crowd smashed windows and used spray paint on City Hall. SpaceX safely returned four astronauts from the International Space Station in the wee hours of Sunday morning, making the first U.S. crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot.
So we have visual confirmation of the Crew 1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience, that is excellent news. We are splashed down. The pyros have fired.
The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico, ending the longest mission for a crew capsule launching from the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Republicans Susan Wright and Jake Elzey are headed to a runoff for the seat of the late U.S. Representative Ron Wright, who died from COVID this year. His widow received a little over 19% of the tally and her opponent just under 14% in the race for the state's 6th congressional district. Democrat Janet Lynn Sanchez conceded the race today. The date of the runoff has not yet been announced. The Census Bureau found that over two-thirds of voters cast their ballots by mail or before Election Day in the 2020 presidential election. 69% of voters nationwide took advantage of the expansion of mail and early voting options in numerous states, a significant jump from 40% in the 2016 election. Epoch Times reports the survey found that the increase in non-traditional voting was driven by mail-in voting, more than doubling to 43%. Several Republican states have enacted or are considering legislative measures in an attempt to protect the integrity of the ballot box in response to the concerns raised during the 2020 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The situation on the southern border continuing to worsen, says Georgia's governor.
Arizona has approved additional funding for the stationing of National Guard troops on the southern border. The state's emergency council approved about $2.5 million to pay for the deployment of 250 Guard troops to assist law enforcement in border areas. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp visited National Guard troops from his state positioned on the border in Texas this week and tells Fox News that conditions on the border have worsened since his last trip in December.
The cartels are making a lot of money shipping people across the border. They're really have a strategic plan. They'll start throwing kids and people in the river that can't swim to divert Border Patrol agents from getting these cartel members. And they'll also send people across to be a decoy to draw attention to them and then send, float Ford Rangers full of drugs across the river and get them into the interior of the country. So really different versus December when I was there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Susan Wright, the widow of U.S. Representative Ron White, who died from COVID this year, has advanced to a runoff in the race to fill his former seat. Wright received a little over 19% of the tally. She was endorsed last week by former President Donald Trump. Either Republican Jake Elzey or Democrat Jenna Sanchez will join Wright in the state's runoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.